The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dad, what's your brand and size of underwear?
Who you calling Dad? Who you calling Daddy? Christopher Titus later on this morning joins the program. Petey Mack, Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. Craig Evans in the house. How you doing, brother?
Great. Of course, today's another day.
That's why we love having you in here.
I'm going to apologize for the rest of the country. This is this program. We're in the midst of about 2.5 weeks of gray skies, and I can tell it's affecting everybody. You know,
it's affecting me in a good way.
No, it's not. Not me in a good way.
Well, it is me.
I mean, we get some sunshine coming in this week, but it's just been. And I was gone for a week in Florida in the sunshine. How'd you guys do this? The week I was going was cloudy here, right?
Yes.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was cloudy and gray and about 50.
Yeah.
I went to Denver where they have 300 days of sunshine a year, and it was even cloudy a couple of days
there. It was cloudy
there,
you said. Right.
I get out and play golf.
When it's sunny.
I'm fine. No, it doesn't have to be
sunny.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Just not too windy, and 50's fine.
No. I don't mind 50 yesterday. I took the dog for a walk. Don't get me wrong. That's not a euphemism. I'm just saying that I just need sunshine.
Yeah,
I could never live in the northwest part of the world.
Well, see, that doesn't happen for months.
Yeah, no,
end.
But it's I got buddies that live in Seattle. Believe me, I could not live there.
No, what you do?
Cloudy
is,
all the time.
Yeah, no, because occasionally.
No, even it's not that cloudy. We're this is a
trust
rarity.
Trust me, I've lived there.
This is a rarity for us right now. I'm talking about. Yeah. We usually have more sunshine here.
But don't argue with me about the Midwest. I mean the Northwest.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that I got a buddy. My roommate lived there for 35 years. My college roommate, and he said it's just too cloudy in the winter. But he's still been there. He's still there. He likes it. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's
but once in a while. You get those not cloudy days in the Pacific Northwest in the winter, and they're glorious.
Yeah.
And the summers are beautiful.
Well, I'm just saying, we actually have had a lot. We have more sun here than where I grew up in central Pennsylvania. It gets kind of rainy there, but so I'm not used to this. I just need some sunshine.
I don't think so. I'm going to have to check some weather stats on that.
I believe me. I guarantee it's more cloudy in central PA than it is in Omaha, Nebraska. But I don't know. Maybe by 10 days, that kind of crap, you know?
It's awful close.
Yeah.
Having lived both places, I would say it's awful close.
Let's just say it's awful. Awful.
Continuous overcast is awful.
It is awful.
And
affecting all of us now.
Right.
We're bitching.
Lucky 98 country are saying, what are you bitching about?
Yeah, well, I'm good for you guys. It's sunshine where you're at.
They bitch if it rains for a couple of days. Because they're used to the continuous sunshine. And I miss it.
Yeah, me too. really bad.
And somehow I cannot manufacture that internal sunshine that disc golf produces.
That's called weed.
Right, that Craig's able to. No, I got
Todd's
that.
Got that.
Oh, you do got that.
I got
that's
that.
Right, that's
so you're
right.
Wrong, Tyler. You are absolutely wrong.
I should just get high.
What's that got to do with it?
Make me
apparently,
feel better.
We just found out that has nothing to do with anything.
Internal disc golf sunshine. I like that.
Yeah.
Sunshiny day.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I'm getting high, I usually in this stuff, I don't go outside.
I'm with you on that. I'd rather be on your couch.
Well, go outside first and then get high.
Okay. Eternal sunshine of the disc
it
golf
seems
mind.
Seems to be working for you, so.
I'm actually going to real golf, I think, later this week.
I'm going to give that a try.
I'd like to.
And then I find out, here's another first world problem.
What is it?
My daughter's getting married.
Yes, she is.
And we're
gonna you're in sunny Mexico.
We're going to take a couple of days off. Mm-hmm. Well, partly cloudy Mexico, according to the forecast.
And 85 degrees, man.
The day I want to go fishing.
Yep.
AM thunderstorms. So that'll probably keep us off the water.
Yeah, probably.
No, just go out. It doesn't matter. When the water gets choppy, it's still a great time.
Don't do that.
Trust me, it's great.
He'll hit a post or something like that.
Yeah, that'll save me some money. Right.
That is a first world problem, that your fishing trip in Mexico for 3 hours might be postponed.
Well, I kind of wanted to treat the the groom-to-be.
That's a good
idea. Because he's never done it before.
Take him to a strip club.
Zane has never done that before, and I don't know that they have a lot of strip club activity.
They probably not.
Yeah, on the island resort of Cozumel, Mexico.
They probably don't. They probably don't.
It might be a tough part of the neighborhood there.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah. I just go off the place. Did you just Google strip club?
Yeah, I just Googled Cozumel strip clubs.
All right.
So
you got them?
I don't have a list quite yet.
Old Town.
Yeah, there's not much to Old Town. It's mostly resorts.
Out front. We got nasty poetry.
Oh yeah. No, there are some listings here.
There you go. I don't think your daughter
Marlin's Men's Club.
I think your daughter actually laid the law down for that dude anyway. He wasn't allowed to go to a strip club for his bachelor party. Remember that?
Yes.
She said no strippers.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, no, that's the story I got from
I think we talked about that here.
Either here or actually the funny bone.
Now that I remember.
Yeah.
It.
He's pussy whipped. Well, you are. Some people are. Strip club is about, and that's not the best thing in the world, but we all have done it, you know? I've been to a ton of strip clubs for somebody's bachelor parties. Or actually, we used to hire strippers. They'd show up at the apartment or something like that.
And they're women.
Now, Craig, you were there.
They take their clothes off. And yeah. That's always cool.
It is very cool.
What is her issue with this?
Yeah, he's only 28.
What's her issue with women taking their clothes off in front of her husband?
Right. They should have no issues.
I've never discussed that. Right.
So, not a conversation you want to have with your daughter?
I don't think he ever discussed it, too. Poor bastard. You got a great woman, though. She's great.
Yeah, I should discuss that with him,
for
too.
Him. Say, why are you so pussy
Maybe
whipped?
He really didn't want that.
Well, that's worse. His buddies wanted it.
Because I didn't have...
Then he's got no business getting into your family.
We didn't do the strip club for either wedding that I had.
Yeah, well, your first one, you couldn't get a babysitter, right?
Yeah.
No.
The first one, there was a shotgun.
Yeah, there was a shotgun. I spent my 20s going to buddies, because all my buddies got married in their 20s, basically. Most of them did. At least their late 20s. And, they're all strip clubs or strippers at our apartment or something like that.
Yeah, there was no strippers at my bachelor party. Yeah. Just lots of bad dive bars.
Yeah.
And a blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
did you get the yell at you can't do that?
No.
Okay.
No. Right.
No lecture? No mandate?
No.
And the second one, I just showed up. We just showed up at...
Here, you got some good news here, Todd. My buddy Pat, who just is listening right now back east, he was in Mexico in February. They had a time, they said it was going to be cloudy every day, but he was there, it was gorgeous every day. So don't worry about the internet there.
And I'm just going to have to get on Facebook and ask people to pray for me.
Right. No, don't do that. But people do.
Yeah, I know.
Pray for good weather in Mexico.
Get the prayer warriors out for my Mexico weather forecast.
Get the prayer warriors out for my Mexico vacation. Some douchebag.
The prayer warriors who are still in gray and 50.
No, we're going to get together and pray sunshine here, too.
Yeah,
no,
we might pray, but not for good weather.
Second time I got married, we could have gone to...
Yeah, but I'm not saying you need to go to a strip club for your second marriage. I think that's stupid. We've all been old, and we've been there, done that.
But we were in Vegas, so we could have gone to 24 different strip clubs had we wanted to.
Yeah, but that was different. I'll give you that was different. But I mean, instead, when you're a young guy in your 20s and you're getting married, you got to appease your boys and go to a strip club.
That seems to be tradition.
You got to appease them. You might not,
We know guys 40 who do that.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we just went straight to the Vernon Presley impersonator.
He was naked, though.
Got the business taken care of.
He was naked.
It was on to Disney Vegas.
For the ladies. All right. Give us some second world problems, Craig.
It was on the stage in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember where you were when Beyonce and Jay-Z got married.
Man, that's not even a problem.
In a private ceremony in New York?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember where you were?
Nope, don't care. About either artist.
Wow.
Good for them.
Wonder what his bachelor party was like.
Quiet, subdued.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you
there
guys.
There was no bottle service.
Poker game.
That one, was there?
Yeah, he's whipped. She wouldn't let him do much.
I doubt that.
Probably not.
Did you watch any basketball last night?
First half, and then I was tired, and so and I didn't really, and I knew that I was just tired. I went to bed because I didn't really care who won. I was rooting for Gonzaga, but I don't know about my heart's not in it either way.
We're right, all
so
tired.
Yeah,
I was distracted for the first half, so I caught the second half.
And we talked about earlier, just simply that there were too many fouls second half.
I watched the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
That was it.
Yeah. That's all you need to watch.
The refs needed to swallow their whistles, especially during the second half. And it was just a game of runs. Carolina would outscore Gonzaga 8-0, and then Gonzaga would come back and do the same thing. And finally, it was a little back and forth for a while, but the referees were way too involved in that game.
And that's what I read this morning, too.
It ended in an 8-0 run, just like Todd says. Yes. Yeah. Ended in an 8-0 run, and North Carolina wins by 6.
Yeah.
Both of the coaches afterwards were asked about the refereeing, and they said, yeah, it's fine. Our team was horrible. It was both of our teams shot about 30% from the field.
I thought that, come on,
we aren't great.
I'm not a huge.
This was not a great game.
I'm not a huge breaking down kind of guy when it comes to basketball, but I noticed that too. And I read I was validated this morning, and I read how bad the shooting was in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said, don't blame the refs. That was not a good game.
We sucked.
I'm not into breaking it down either, but they played good defense. Both those teams play good defense.
They missed a lot of shots, though.
And good defense will do that for your shot.
Yeah. Hence the missed shots.
So, yeah, I caught the end, except not the end. Caught maybe the last half, or I'm sorry, the last quarter, if you will, the last half of the second half, and then dropped off and kind of heard, North Carolina won. Good crack.
Yeah.
Out. So... there's that. We could get a filibuster on Gorsuch, the Supreme Court nominee.
Gorsuch last night. Yeah.
Oh, plus check and see if there's any cockfighting in Cozumel.
That's true. Take the
chickens are the kind that Tyler was into.
No, that was helicopter
sword fighting.
Helicopter fighting, we call that. You have to get closer.
No, the battling roosters.
Oh, okay.
Now, when we were in Cancun, this was 20 years ago.
You and me, yeah.
They had a bullfight arena. I don't know if that still exists. And I don't know if I...
that was a kill arena, too.
Yeah. Want to see something that gruesome. Although the Hemingway in me kind of does. But then I think I'm kind of over it.
Well, I don't know if a bunch of tourists go to that. They might. That might be just a local
thing. Is it for tourists?
I don't think that is.
It didn't seem like it at the time, did it?
So a bunch of gringo white boys.
I thought it did.
Next thing you know, you got duct tape around your head and cutting your head off with a sword.
I was in Cancun once, and they were advertising the bullfights.
For the tourist?
Just in general. Okay. So I asked someone that worked at the hotel.
Yeah.
Said, is this for the tourists? Do you ever go? Is this for the tourists? Yeah. And he said, yes, I go. And then I said, no,
Mexican?
You don't. I said, no, you don't. You really don't, do you? He said, no, I've never been.
Oh, really?
Yeah. <Okay. laughs> So, I don't know.
Go fishing.
He tried to get me to go fishing. And then said, yeah, I go all the time. Do you really? No.
No.
Go
fishing. I don't think I've ever seen a flyer like for one in Cabo. I don't think there's a bullfighting
arena. No, I don't think there is either. That's a whole different area.
Yeah. But that town was built for tourists, just like Cancun was.
Yep.
It didn't just pop up. They're kind of manufactured.
Well, to save them, keep the white people safe.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Come on. You want to be safe on vacation.
And to promote tourism.
Yep.
And when I go down
Speaking of that, by the way, Mexico's moving further away from our economy. I read a big article this morning. Kind of boring, but taking steps away to move away from the U.S. and trade more with Europe. That's not good for us.
You know why
they don't like us anymore? I wonder why. I'm not going to say it.
I can't think of a reason.
I can't either.
That's important, by the way.
But I know
for
I'm
you
gonna,
business freaks out there.
I'm going to get asked a lot of questions when I go down to Mexico.
You know what? Say you're from Canada.
No. I'll just tell them what I really think.
Oh, that's true. Then they'll love you.
And they'll be fine with that.
Yeah, that's true. They will be fine with that.
Because I was in Mexico.
When Bush sent us to war, right?
Right. When the war started. When they sent the troops in.
even the Mexicans go, I wish we had Bush back. You know they're saying that.
The shock and awe was the first one, right? 91?
Yeah, 91.
Okay, so.
That was Bush 2.
It wasn't the
first Bush,
It wasn't the shock and awe. But
shock and awe was Afghanistan.
Yeah, but it was when Bush first moved into Iraq in, 03? I was in Mexico, and I got quizzed a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think of your president?
No, you're going to get that now.
And I had to give him the standard answer. Yeah, he's an idiot. Give me some Corona. Give me some Modelo.
Apollo 12 team member Alan Bean also walked on the moon.
Mr. Bean, we like to call that.
Mr. Yes. Bean.
He preferred that.
He was the first Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean on the moon would have been a great movie. Come on. You and I love Mr. Bean.
I do.
So do I. Mr. Bean on the moon.
Mr. Bean goes to the moon.
There you go.
So Mr. Bean, the Apollo 12 team member, says he does not believe that Earth has been visited by aliens. He told an Australian news site that if we've been visited by aliens, they would be an advanced species that would have already landed and announced that they've come in peace. He goes further, saying aliens would likely already have cures for cancer and other maladies.
How does he know that? Just because
he
went to the moon?
He believes that there is life on other planets and that someday Earthlings will reach those planets far, far, far into the future.
I think so, too. That part I do believe in, but I have no expertise either, for that matter.
Alan Bean does. But Mr. Bean does.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
He's been looking into this.
Well, you did a story a while back about how we already have several elements of the old Star Trek, you know, that are incorporated in real life.
Right.
Like the communicators are now cell phones.
We just need warp speed, right?
Yes. We need warp speed, and we need to be doing the teleporting, the beaming.
Right.
From place to place.
That'd be cool.
That really would.
Then we could just wake up in sunshine and beam to the clouds.
Yeah.
Or we could beam the studio to the sunshine.
That's it. Beam the studio.
I don't know if you can be even in Star Trek. You couldn't beam anything this big.
You have two studios.
We'll take it apart and then put it back together on the other side.
Need a larger tractor beam or something?
I suppose you could do that. No, you need a bigger transporter room. And they may have in successive Star Treks, which I never got into. I'm just an original series guy.
Yes, you are.
They may have a bigger transporter room.
Yeah. You're an originalist?
Yeah.
They have a holodeck, which you can go get laid in, which would be kind of cool.
It's on Netflix.
But you're not really getting laid.
The first
series. It
feels
like getting laid.
Of
Star
Trek.
Tell that to your wife.
In its entirety. Well, the first 3 years is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's also, they run about 12 hours of it on BBC America on Fridays.
Yeah.
So that's my Friday night.
You've probably seen them all, haven't you?
Oh,
every episode. Sure.
At least once.
I think I have two for that.
At least twice.
Christy must be thrilled when Friday nights roll around.
Yeah, she's usually not around.
Yeah. That's his me time.
Yeah.
That's me time.
No, that's sad time. That's sad me time. What
I didn't
are you
going to
do?
Well, I wasn't going to say that part.
Yeah, I'm going to get on Facebook and talk to some friends, and I'll have Star Trek going in the background, or I'll get on the phone and talk to some friends.
And talk to Tito's, too,
Star
right?
Star Trek. Oh, yeah, Tito's and Chiba.
Yeah, in the morning.
Those are my buddies.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
No, it's really not.
Well, no, if that's what it takes.
It's kind of sad, but you know what?
It is.
Usually I'm kind of beat on Friday anyway, so I would just soon relax and stay home.
Relax, go to sleep, recharge. Got a big weekend, another big week coming up.
Man, you are.
That's what he's doing. He's recharging.
I wish I could buy your Tony Robbins because I need it really bad. But when I see you saying, I know you're so full of crap, and you're being so sarcastic in the Craig way that I know so well, that I can't buy any of it. But I really want you to be Tony Robbins right now.
Yeah, but
I need it bad.
If he bought into that and was like really genuine, you'd hate him for a whole different reason.
Maybe, but I'd feel better.
No, for sure.
No, you would. Because what do you do when you meet somebody who has a genuinely sunshiny, positive attitude?
Well,
you go,
I don't
shut up.
We ain't going to hang out much.
We ain't going to hang out much.
He can sense that, and he doesn't even gravitate toward him.
No, I don't. Of course I don't. But I would gravitate towards Craig if he made me feel better.
It makes you feel good for 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We laugh every
morning. But that's a physical level, not an emotional level.
Yeah. So much other crap in my head.
I'm not talking about laughing.
Yeah,
like when I was alone on, was it Saturday? Oh, to watch the basketball. I looked through my contacts, and I realized I don't have any friends in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that
before. Well, that's also a cause and effect. You didn't leave the house.
Well,
no. Leave the house, you can get a friend.
I reached out to a couple people, but no, the wife's doing this, and I got to watch the kids. So it's all, you know, I don't have any single friends. That would have been a night where it would have been good to have a single friend.
Right.
But I don't any longer. All my friends are, even the young ones, they're all married and kids.
Or just tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Oh,
Oh, I called our buddy Gino. He's got a job.
He's old. He's tired.
No, he's working.
A job. It was Saturday night. He's a teacher.
Oh, he's what the hell is he doing? Is he cooking again?
Oh, no. He's got. Yeah,
oh, he makes pizza. And he got 15.
Oh, right, that's right.
Now he's a saucier somewhere.
All right.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, that's his training, actually.
Yeah. He picks up a few bucks on the weekend.
He's a saucier.
He's just allergic to time off, isn't he?
Yeah.
He don't want to be home. Believe you, he says on the air, he don't want to be home. Sorry, Gino. Todd brought you up.
He's still working with the goats, I imagine.
Yes,
he is. In New York, a couple of men in custody after police say...
By the way,
I
got a goat in my trunk.
Lovely.
Yeah.
After police say they kind of used a dog as a drug mule to get 22 pounds of heroin in from Puerto Rico. The district attorney says the dog was shipped in a crate from Puerto Rico to Kennedy International Airport, where it was picked up by a couple of gentlemen. The pair were stopped by police before leaving the airport. A search warrant was obtained. Authorities discovered a false bottom in the crate, hiding about $1 million worth of heroin.
I thought in the dog.
Yeah, false
That's
bottom in the dog.
That's one talented dog.
There's weed shoved in a dog's ass. That is not cool.
That's a fake bottom right there.
False bottom dogs.
Yes. I like that.
They make the rockin' world go round.
They do.
I'm laughing because I'm sad.
That's good. As long as you're laughing.
I am. They do make their... Oh, damn. Frickin' CD player. Now I'm happy again. All right. Petey Mac, Christopher Titus will make me laugh. I like that guy.
Oh, and the lady who needed some advice yesterday.
Got back to us?
Yeah, got back to us.
We're going to do any appetizer.
Yeah, greater details.
All right, good. About her controlling husband?
I will parse through this long email.
All right.
Maybe we can offer her some more advice.
Yeah, we're just the guys.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.